Okay. Today is Daf Chof Tes. We're actually on Chof Zayin, Chof Ches and Adbiz. Up to the Mishnah. The second Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kol Davar She'osev Ochel, any animal, anything you find that can work and eat, Yaseh, let it work, V'yochel, and feed it. In other words, you found a cow. Not a cow, an ox. Ox to work. You have to feed it. So the work will cover the feeding. So why not do that? If it can't do that, like for example, you found a gold watch, and it doesn't work, and it doesn't need to be fed, then yimkar, you sell it.
I'm sorry.
If it doesn't, if the work, the money that needed to sustain it won't be offset by the work, then you mach it and sell it. Shenemar, like it says, v'hashivosu lo. Re'eh, go see ha'ech tishivan ulo. What's the best way to return it? Ma yehei bedamim. What's the story with the money? And the money's sitting in your house. Can you invest it? Can you use that money? So retire for normal yishtamish ben. You can use it. Lefikach, therefore, im avdo, if you lose it, chayef b'achuyasan. You have to pay that back. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo yishtamish behem. You're not allowed to use that money. Not allowed to. Lefikach, therefore, im avdo, if you lost it, ain't chayef b'achuyasan. You're not responsible. Right? You're not responsible. You're a shomer chinam. We're going to see. It's a big machlokes what this means. The pashtus. If you're allowed to use it, then you have responsibility for it. You're chayev if something happens to it. If you're not allowed to use it, you have no responsibility. You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to touch it. It got stolen. It got lost. You're potter. That's a machlokes from Reb Akiva, Reb Tarfon. That's the whole Amud Aleph. We'll flush it out. It says the Gemara, Ula Olam. You have to do this forever. Forever you have to keep the animal working and having it sustain itself? Forever? Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. No. Ayud Beis Chodesh. For 12 months. You have to let the animal work for 12 months. If it still hasn't been found, then you can sell it and then put the money away. Tanya Nami Hachi. Kol Dover She'osev Ochel. Anything that... What? Right, it's not necessarily a stira. We said that 12 months, through your golem is usually 12 months.
And once he sells it, how does he know when the guy comes to
the money? He has to have his witnesses or someone, and he'll get it. No, so
this guy,
I don't know. That's a good question.
Then the other guy comes and he's going to say, oh.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe he won't be able to. That's a good question. Maybe what he said is right. Maybe he's B'yayish. Kol davar she'osev ochel could go paro chamar metapel behen ayud beis chodesh for 12 months you're busy mikan ve'elech after that shum you evaluate how much it's worth demehem you get the money u'menichah you put the money away agalam u'siyachim I don't know if you keep it. Yeah, okay. Agalim musyachim, agalim, like little calves, metapel behen shlosha chadashim, 3 months. Mikan ve'elich, after that, sham, evaluated, to mayhem, get the money, u'menichim, put the money away. Azvin v'tarnagolim, gooses and chickens, metapel behem shlosha yom, 30 days, mikan ve'elich, after that, sham, to mayhem, u'menichim. Amar of Nachem bar Yitzchak, tarnagoles ki behem agasa. No, tarnagoles is like a behem agasa. Tanyanami Hachi, we also learned similarly, Tarnagoles, Ubehem Agas, the Batapal Behem Shneimar Sachodesh. 12 months. Mikan Ve'elech, Sham, Demehem, Umenichim. Agolam Usyachim, Agolam and Siachim, that's a little calves. Batapal Behem Lamed Yom, 30 days. Mikan Ve'elech, Sham, Demehem, Umenichim. Avazim Vitarnagolim, chickens and Tarnagolim, Vachol Dover Shatiplu Meruba Mischaro, if the upkeep costs more than what it can produce, metapel behen shloshi yamim, you're busy with it for 3 days, mekan ve'elich, after that, sham, demeyim umenichem. Okay, so this brisa, by the way, was a total contradiction. Kashal, agalam usyachem. One said 3 months, one said 30 days. Avazim utarna golem. One said 30 days, one said 3 days. Avazim utarna golem. So Gemara says, no. Agalam usyachem, lo kashal. That's not a problem. Had the raya, had the petuma. If this pasture and the animals have what to eat, and it's not a huge tirch on you to feed them, then feed them. Let them do that for 3 months. But if you don't have any pasture, and you're going to have to mamash go into your storehouses and feed them, it's going to be a big tirch on you, then we only say 30 days. And avazim return to golem, avazim to golem, nami lo kasha, also not a kasha, ha barav ravi, depends if they're fat chickens. If they're fat chickens, it costs a lot to feed them, that's 3 days. Ha bezutri, but if they're small, you go, it's not such a big deal, then hold on to them for 30 days. Okay. V'she'eino otev ochel, tan rabbanan, vashivotzelo. Doesn't the pasuk, vashivotzelo, re'ei, go look, ha'ech tishivanulo, how can you return them? Shelo yachel agil aglagolim, v'sayach l'syachim, I'm not sure what this means. Don't sell one agil to buy another one. One sayach to buy another sayach, avazim la'avazim, tanagolim, tanagolim. Don't do that. If you have to sell them all, sell them all. I'm not sure what that means. Okay, next. This is hard. The Mishnah said that if you find money, find anything, you get money in it. You sell money, you sell it, you get the money. Can you use that money? Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Tarfon said, you're allowed to use it. Therefore, if it's lost, you have to pay it back. Rabbi Akiva said, you're not allowed to use it. Therefore, if it's lost, you don't have to pay it back. Okay? Says the Gemara, bottom line, ad kan lo pligi, there's no machlokas really, ela kishenishtamish behem. There's only machlokas if you're going to use it. Only a machlokas if you're going to use it. Okay? Ava lo nishtamish behem, but if you're not using it, right, if you don't have the heter to use it, then im avdu, if it gets lost, putter. Everybody holds you putter. Everybody would agree it got potter if it's an Aveda. The Mishnah that said, that Rabbi Tarfon says, you'd be chayiv, right? That's only talking about when there's a heter to use it. But if there's no heter to use it, you'd be potter. Okay? That's a very difficult line. Now we're going to flush that out. Said, okay, following? So far so good? Says the Gemara, Lema to have it to you have to do Rav Yosef. Let's say that's a whole stira on Rabbi Yosef. Why? To itmar, because we learned, Shomer Aveda, if you're watching an object, Rabba Omar Keshomer Chinam, Rabba says you like a Shomer Chinam, Rabbi Yosef Omar Keshomer Sachar, Rabbi Yosef says you like a Shomer Sachar. Right. Why is Schar Mitzvah? What's a Schar Mitzvah? What's a Schar Mitzvah?
You get your Schar Mitzvah. You will get a Schar Mitzvah.
First of all, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka means Schar Mitzvah. It is Schar Mitzvah. What's the Mitzvah? Says Rabbi Yosef, since you're busy with Hashavas Aveda, right? Since you're busy with Hashavas Aveda, if an Oni comes to the door and asks for tzedakah, you don't have to give him. Why? Because I'm osik with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Osik ben a mitzvah, pater ben a mitzvah. I just gained by doing this mitzvah. I saved myself the dollar that I would have happened to give to the Oni. What? 1 second. Since that's true, you're considered a Shomer Sachar. Therefore, you're considered a Shomer Sachar. Now, that has to be qualified. We hold that the only time Osik B'mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah applies is if you can't do two things at the same time. For example, you can wear tzitzit and tefillin at the same time. We don't say, Osik B'mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah, I'm wearing tzitzit now, I don't have to do any mitzvahs. We don't say that. We don't say that. So it must be talking about a situation where your Ashavas Aveda mitzvah really prevents you from answering the door. It really prevents you from answering the door. If it doesn't prevent you from answering the door, it's not an out. It's not an excuse. Right, they have a whole discussion in the back over here. If you're middle of davening and a guy walks over to you, you know, the guy's coming out to collecting, do you have to give? Most of you are in the middle of davening. I don't have to do that mitzvah right now.
It's a hefsek.
Yeah, even if it's not a hefsek. I can stick my hands around. I don't have to. Why? I'm davening now. I'm in the middle of this mitzvah. By the way, the whole kasha, which I'm not sure I have an answer for, what is the whole purpose of this statement? That if you're osik mitzvah, potter ben a mitzvah. Don't I know that if you can't do two things at once, you can't do two things at once? And if you can, you can. Right? If I'm feeding an animal, I can't give tzedakah. I'm busy. So I need a gemara for that. And if I can wear tzitzit and tefillin at the same time, I need a gemara. Oh, you can wear it. I need a gemara for that. I wouldn't know it on my own.
It's a great area. As long as it's
What do you mean? I put on tzitzis in the morning. Now I'm part of the mitzvah the whole day? I'm busy with the mitzvah?
But for example, the guy comes to do rent work for Esrei,
right. So that's the purpose of the mitzvah. I don't know. It's a good question. I know the Ritva asked that question. I don't have an answer. What? Oh, some want to make that chiluk. Some want to make the chiluk between mitzvahs and other lamakam and other lachaveru. It's a very, very questionable chiluk. Well, the Ani shouldn't be walking in the middle of davening. It's a two-way street. Right? So it's very interesting. Someone to make that chilek, if it's another lamakam and another chaver. Anyway, since Rabbi Yosef says, talk about that topic for a long time, since Rabbi Yosef says that you do get some schar, what's the schar? You don't have to give the Ani. That's a value to you. That's mamash payment. You become like a shomer sachar. Wait a minute. A shomer sachar is chayev on a Veda. A shomer sachar loses an obviously, it's chayev. Here, everyone agrees, even Reb Tarfon agrees, that if you're not allowed to use it, you putter on Aveda. Kasha on Reb Yosef. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Amalach Reb Yosef, Reb Yosef said, no. Beginei of Aveda, Kuli Amalach Pligi Dechayer. I hold a Shomer Aveda, it's like a Shomer Sachar. Everybody would agree you're Chayer. Our Mishnah says it's a Machloket. Yeah, Ki Amar, Ki Pligi, Ba'onsin De Shoel. When do they agree? When do they disagree? Rabbi Akiva and Reb Tarfon? They disagree on the things that a shoel would be chayev for if there was an ones. A shoel, by the way, is chayev to everything. Everything is chayev. Right? Would a shomer aveda be chayev on those things? That's the machlokas. Reb Tarfon Savar, Reb Tarfon says, Shorele Rabban Lashdume Begavayu. The Rabban let him use it. Let him invest that money. Therefore, Havilah Shoel Alevay. It's like a shoel. Therefore, if lightning hits it, a freak accident, you're going to be chayev for that. Why? You're like a shoel. Rabbi Akiva Savar, lo shoel rabban l'shnurim begavayu, they did not let you use it, hilgach, therefore, lo habi shoel v'alavayu. You're not a shoel. Not a shoel. Ihachi, if that's all true, that's all the machlokas is about, then lefikach to Amir Akiva lamali. Why does Rabbi Akiva say lefikach? Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to use it, therefore, if there's an Aveda, you're potter. What do you mean, therefore? Why do I need that statement? You're not allowed to use it. And the Gemara is going to flesh out the question. If we're talking about a normal Geneva and Aveda, that's what we're talking about between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. That's why the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo yishtamesh behen, don't use them. Now they use it. Lafikach, therefore, if it happens to be that it gets stolen or lost, im avdu, ein achayev b'achriyosan. You're not chayev. Why? So, I might have thought, Shomer Sachar havi kid Rabbi Yosef, you're like a Shomer Sachar. Ubegnev of aveda mechayev, and you chayev b'gnev aveda, kamash malon, lafikach. No way. I would have thought that, right? I would have thought that, says Rabbi Akiva, don't think that. Hashta damar to lo yishtamish behem, now that I've said, you're not allowed to use it, shomer sachar lo havi. You are not a shomer sachar, v'lo mechayev b'gneva v'aveda. And you're not chayev b'gneva v'aveda. Ella, I amret b'gneva v'aveda, the kul yam lo pligi d'chayev. If you want to say like Rabbi Yosef, that everybody agrees that on Gneda v'aveda you are chayev, and the only machlokas is on a shoel issue, ki pligi ba'onsin the shoel, the only thing they're arguing about is freak accidents that a shoel is chayev for, my lefikach, Rabbi Akiva. What does lefikach mean? Hachimi boile lemisna. The Mishnah should have said as follows, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, lo yishtamish behem. You're not allowed to use it. V'ano yadana, and I would know. The kivet lo yishtamish behem, since you're not allowed to use it, lav shoel havi. You're not a shoel. Why? Because shoels aren't allowed to use it. V'eino chayev v'achriyazan. L'fikach to Rabbi Akiva lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to say that? Extraneous words. Says the Gemara, you're right. Be sure l'fikach to retarfon. Because the Tarfon said lefikach, so for consistency. Anyway, it's extra. You're right, but since Rabbi Tarfon said it, Rabbi Akiva said it. Says the Gemara, well, lefikach to Rabbi Tarfon lamali. Why does Rabbi Tarfon say it? Why does Rabbi Tarfon say it? If the whole machlokas is a shoel issue, why does Rabbi Tarfon say it? Tarfon should say, you're allowed to use it. And I'll know you're a shoel. And a shoel is allowed to use things. And therefore, anything that happens is going to be chayiv, just like a shoel. Why does the Mishnah have to spell it out? The Mishnah doesn't have extra words. Says the Gemara, you're right. Hachika Amar. Here's what Rav Tarfon meant to say. Kivon d'sharu le'rabban l'shtam l'asht mushe begavayu. Since the Rabbanan said you're allowed to use it, kiman d'ishtamish begavayu dami. It's as if you used it already. V'chayev achriyasan and yechayev. You're right. Just to let you know that the reason why you're chayev is because you had a heter to use it. Says the Gemara, it's impossible to say that. You know why? V'ha'avdu ketoni. Because the Mishnah said you lost it. The Mishnah didn't say you used it. The Mishnah said you lost it. You've created this whole machlokas between the two of them. That's what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said you lost it. Not that you used it. You lost it. You lost it. You didn't do anything. You lost it. Someone stole it. So that can't be the distinction. So the Gemara says, no. Kid the Rabbah. Like Rabbah. What's Rabbah? The Amar Rabbah. Rabbah said, you lost it, but it was not your fault. Nignavu ballistim mitzuyim. When it says stolen, in a different context, we'll use it here. When it says stolen, it doesn't mean that it was stolen in the dead of night. It means it was armed robbery. And we had said this many times before. A shomer sacher, even though he's chayev in geneva, he's not chayev in armed robbery. That's not the geneva he's chayev on. Abeda shetavu svinaso bayom. That the ship drowned. It drowns. That's not the normal abeda that we're talking about. That's a freak accident that a shomer sacher is not chayev for. But by the way, a shoel is. That's the abeda we're talking about in the Mishnah. You lose that money on some freak accident. I'm not alone. Where is it? I misplaced it. It's somewhere in the house. I can't find it. I misplaced it. That's a normal aveda. To lose something in the ocean, it goes down in the ship, that's not normal. That, even a shomer sacher is not chayev on. That's the aveda that the Mishnah is talking about. Therefore, a shomer sacher is pater on that, but a shoel is chayev on that. A shoel is chayev on everything. All makes sense. Okay? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha kerb tachmon. We pass it that way. Now, this is a very difficult story here. Be'ad Rechava was a person. Ha'bilahu hani zuzi diyasmi. He had money that he was watching on behalf of Yisomim. Azal kamed Rav Yosef. He went to Rav Yosef. Amalei ma'alishtam shu begavayu. Can I use this money? I have a surefire stock tip. It's not guaranteed to win. I'll invest the money. I'll make money. Amalei hachiyam Rav Yehuda. Al mashua lacha kerb tarfon. No, we pass like kerb tarfon. You're allowed to use the money. Only Abaya, no. Only an Aveda you're allowed to use the money. We let you use the money because you're busy watching it. So we give you a little bit of a heter. Okay, you can use it. Why? Because you're doing so much to watch it for this guy. But if you're not busy, or not it's not an Aveda here. He was doing a favor for the Yisomim. He knows who they are. It's not Aveda money. He's an adult, they're children, he's watching it for them. Lo, he can't do that. V'hani kemoz aveda dummy. This is not moz aveda. Right? You're watching the money for the Yisomim. It's not found money that Amalei, so he told him, Zil, lo shaf kuludashulach. Go, I can't give you a heter. I can't give you a heter. From Tarfon matured aveda money, not aveda money, so I can't give you such a heter. Okay, next. Matzah Svarim. Let's say you find Svarim. Svarim here does not mean books. It means scrolls. You found scrolls in the olden days. There were no books. Everything was written on scrolls. You found scrolls? So, Kori Behen Echad L'Shloshim Yom. You have to read them once every 30 days. Leave any day likros. And if you don't know how to read, then at least golan. At least roll them back and forth. Why? So they shouldn't get moldy. When scrolls are not used, they tend to mold. So if you're busy with them, once every 30 days, air them out. Good, that's what you should do. But don't learn from them initially. Because we're afraid you're gonna be too involved in the learning and you might somehow rip it or ruin it. And don't have another person be there with you. Why? Again, same chashash. We're afraid two people are going to be reading it. They're going to pull it to each other and it's going to rip. We're going to get to regular swarm in a minute. Matzaksus. What if you found some kind of cloak, a shirt, some kind of garment? Minara echad shloshim yom. You have to shake it out once every 30 days. Vishotcha l'tzarcha. and you should like lie it out so it gets, you know, lie it out in the sun or not in the sun, whenever it would be necessary to do that. Avalo l'chvodo. But you can't do that for your own covet. Right? You're having company, so you're going to take, you found this very you're going to put it out, everyone should see. That you can't do. But people should think it's yours, people should think you're rich, but for the purposes of the garbage, you can do whatever you need to do. Kli kesef plein choshes, silver or copper, mishtamesh behem letzarchan, you can use it as much as they need to be used to maintain their luster, avalo l'shachkan, you can't use them to ruin them. Kli zav kli zechuchis, gold or glass, lo yiga behem ad sheyavu eliyahu, don't touch them. Why? Because they don't need to be touched. Gold doesn't need to be touched. If you put away, it'll be the same gold. And glass, we're afraid you're going to break it. Good morning. Matzah sak o kupa. If what do you mean? Right. At what point do we do that?
At what point do we say they probably made gayish, right?
Right. So I think we said that it's 12 months. A year.
No, that's not giving up.
What does that for? That's for yeish. That's for it's for announcing. And then what happens? Then we assume it's yeish. You announce it 3 years, the three will go.
Why does the guy just keep it?
Well, I don't know if he gets to keep it. It might go to Besdin. It might sit there in Besdin forever. I don't know if you get to keep it. I don't know.
Why does he not get to keep it?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know the difference. I don't know. There are much of Sako Kupa, Vachol Dovish, Ein Darko Litol.
I think it's because it
right. Could be. Much a sock is not a sock, or kupa, v'chol dov shadarko litol. This line means you're somebody who it's beneath your dignity to pick it up. Hareze lo yitol. You don't pick it up. It's tomorrow's daf. Sometimes, if it's beneath your covet, then the Torah allows you not to pick it up. For example, let's say Moshe Feinstein is walking down the street, and he sees a gold watch in the sewer. So he's going to get it on his hands and knees with a piece of chewing gum, with a string, and he's going to let it down to the sewer to pick up the gold watch. But Moshe Feinstein does not have to do that. A regular person, maybe, yeah. Right? It's beneath his dignity to engage in that kind of activity. You know what? You don't have to touch it. That's tomorrow's daf. Who could fall under that rule? I'm not sure. What are the circumstances where we say it's anal if you kvaldo? Not sure. But that's the general rule. In general, we could all picture a case where we would all agree it's beneath his dignity. Right? There's gray area. There's always gray area. That's the general rule as a general statement. Okay? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Hamotzi tefillin b'shuk, if someone finds tefillin in the shuk, shum, you evaluate them, demehem, you take the money, or menichem l'altar, you put it away. Sells it, yeah. That's the money. Puts the money away. Masav Ravina, wait a minute. How could that be? Much as far in Karbein Achal Shoshim Yom. If you find a sefer, you read it once every 30 days. Vimina, Yodei Likros, Golan Im, Shamu Dumeim, Menichem Lo. No, you roll. You don't sell it. Why are you so busy? Why are you so rushing to sell the tefillin? Amar Abaya, because tefillin, Bei Bar Chavu, Mishtachach Shrichi. Because tefillin, you can go to the sofer, whose name was Bei Bar Chavu, you can go to him, get new tefillin. Svarim lo shchichi. Svarim are very, very unusual to have svarim. They're all handwritten. Tefillin, not such a big deal.
So, you have money.
What?
You have money.
Yeah, tefillin, but no, the ability to get tefillin, anyone can get tefillin. So why should you hold on to the tefillin? In other words, there's no connection. No one has a connection to tefillin. Although I don't know how true that is. Some people can have a connection to my grandfather's tefillin, right? My great-grandfather's tefillin. I can go get, that's what we're not talking about tefillin like that. We're talking about, stop a pair of tefillin. There's no emotional connection to these tefillin. They're so easily replaceable. So then sell it and keep the money. If it's svarim, svarim are very hard to get. From very hard. In that world. So if svarim are so hard, don't sell. What? Right. Yeah. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're going to read a brisa, a long brisa, and then we're going to explain the brisa. We're going to explain each line of this brisa. The brisa says as follows: Hashol sefer Torah mechaveru. Somebody borrows a sefer Torah from his friend. He borrows a Torah. Harei zeh lo yishen l'acher. You can't lend it to someone else. If you borrow a Torah, you can't lend it to someone else. I borrow a Torah from you, I can't lend it to him. Poscho v'korbo, you can open it and learn it. Ubavad shlo yilmad bo b'tchila, but you can't learn it right away. You can't learn something you never learned before. V'lo yikra achar imo, and you can't have anybody else read with you. V'chein, also, hamafkit sefer Torah etz chaverov, I ask you to watch my sefer Torah for me. Golo kol shnei mor tzachodesh, you have to roll it every once a year. Once a year you have to open it and roll it. Poscho, if you open it, v'korbo, you can read it already, open it anyway. And b'shvilo, poscho, aser. But if you opened it just to read it, that you're not allowed to do. Some chazomer, b'chadash shloshim yom. If it's a new Sefer Torah, you have to rule it every 30 days. Why? Because it's more likely to get spoiled and damaged and moldy on a new Torah. The old one's already been sitting in the Ohr HaKodesh for 300 years, right? B'yashad, if it's an old one, shnei masach chodesh, 12 months. Rosa ben Yaakov omer, echadzeh v'yechadzeh, shnei masach chodesh. No, no matter what, it's 12 months. Okay? There's no rules. There's no rules.
Except for the new Torah, you're supposed to be
a new Torah, you're supposed to go through one cycle. That's a minna, that's a din, I don't know.
No, it's a punishment. It's an engineering punishment. In case the subject made a mistake, it's finding it right away.
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But there's no din. There's no din. Where does it say that?
Now we're gonna
analyze an entire brisa. Omar Mar, we just said, Hashal Sefer Torah Mechavero, if someone borrows a Sefer Torah from his friend, Harei Zeh Lo Yishar L'Acher, you're not allowed to lend it to someone else. So my ear, you Sefer Torah. Why would single out a Sefer Torah? Afilu Kol Milinami, you're not allowed to lend anything to someone else. I borrow a book from you, I can't lend it to him. That's why Sefer Torah is singled out. Damar Shlokesh, Damar Shurman Lakesh, Kan Shana Rebbe, Ein Hashal, Rashai L'Hashal. A borrower can't re-lend it, and the Ein Tzacher, Rashai L'Haskir, if I rent something from you, I can't now sub-rent it to someone else. I'm not allowed to do that. That's why Sefer Torah is singled out. Sefer Torah is trichalei. No, Sefer Torah is special. Not at him. I would have thought, nichalei le'inish titavid mitzvah b'mamone. I am very happy that you're going to do a mitzvah with my money. I really want you to. So I wouldn't mind if you lend it to him. I wouldn't mind. I want mitzvahs being done with my money. So I wouldn't mind. Kamash Milan, I do mind. Oh. Ready? Says the Mishnah, says the Mechaber in Yudalid Hilchas Tzitzis Dalid, Mutter Lito Talis Chaveiro. You're allowed to take someone else's talis Ulevarech Aleha and to make a bracha on it. Ubelvad, as long as she Kapel Osa, you'll refold it in Matza Mikupelis. If you find it folded, don't just slump it back. He folded it, you refold it. But could use it, you could use it. Continues the Ramah for Hu Adin B'Tfilin. Same thing with Tfilin. You see, you don't have Tfilin; they're being checked. You go up to the shul, you can take someone's tefillin. Aval aser lilmod svarim shel chaveiro. But you're not allowed to use someone else's svarim. Why not? Below daito, without his permission. Why not? Dechashinon, because we're afraid. Shema yikra osam bilimudo. Maybe you'll rip them. So nobody would let you, nobody want tefillin, go right ahead. It's understood, you can use my tefillin. It's understood, you can use my, you could use my tzitzis. Understood. My chumashim? No. My sfarim? No, it's not understood. Why? Maybe you'll rip it. Okay? Says the Mishnah Brura, D'nicha leila inish la'avid mitzvah b'mamone. People like the fact that other people are getting mitzvot with your items. It's good for you too. V'dafka ba'akroi. That's only once in a blue moon. Avil b'kri is aser. You can do it every day. I'm not going to buy a pair of tefillin. I'll use yours every day. That you're not allowed to do. Right? Okay. Then he says that you can't use someone else's you can't use someone else's forum without permission. Afilu b'akroi ba'alma. Even once in a blue moon. Even in a blue a happenstance, you're not allowed to. By svarim. The chayshina, because we're afraid. Shema yikro behen harbe. Maybe they'll rip a lot. Achi iskaru merov ha-mishmush. And then they're going to become ruined from so much use. Now listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. Fascinating. Va'olam noagin. People are noeg. Kishemotzin sidr tfila o machzer beis ha-knesses. When they come into a shul, they pull out a sidr, they pull out a machzer. Kidei lisfalol bo. To daven. Veri de heter ze. I don't know what the heter is. D'maishna sidr misfarim. What's the difference? What's the heter to use a sidr from the shul? It's not your sidr. And it's meant for daily use. I don't know what he's talking about. What is he talking about? He's talking about a private siddur? So the Ein Echinami, if a private siddur is no different than a sefer. What? What do you mean? It's just the opposite. Just the opposite. I don't know what the difference is. Now, I found in here, in the Piskei Tshuvas, he has an unbelievable chiddush. He says, he quotes it from the Likutei Maharich. Who's that? Rabbi Yosef Chaim Noah. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Noah says that, listen to this, Nira Lamaisa, Lamaisa Nira, She'en K'pedos HaShulchan Aruch V'Haposkim Ela B'Zman Nehem. The only issue was then. Shelo Haya HaDefus Matzoi. There's no printing. Then people were makbid. Ma She'en K'im B'Zmanenu. Today, She'sidr Chumash Machzer Niknin Ba'od Skum Ma'at. You can buy a siddur for $5. Tefillin costs much more than that. Let's mind the makbid al zeh. Who minds that? Who's makbid? The kmo kain shar svarim shal anashim pratim hanimtzav beis hamedrash shar makomos tiburiim asher hadas nosenes lomer shabaylim hasherim bekavana, and then leave them in shul. I have myself in shul. Ekev ki enam svarim yikarim. Why am I leaving them there? Because I know they're not expensive. Nobody will leave expensive things in shul. I know they're not expensive. Stama havi kimi shapire sheeno makbid. As if you announced, I'm not makbid. Al ha'ian behem, if anybody wants to look at them. That's a huge chiddush, because I grew up always, svarim you can't touch someone else's. You have to have permission. That's why, like in the yeshivas, they write, mutar l'shtamesh b'li rishus. Right? The guy's down. Says, Chaim Noah, it's all built in today. Now, right? When they would have to sit there with a scroll and write, handwrite gemaras. Yeah, nobody's going to let that. It's priceless. It's priceless. Right? But today, right, tefillin are also priceless. The problem is you don't see them, so you don't think of them that way. Right, therefore, the Ramah says, no, tefillin, not a problem. Nobody minds. Right? Because they're not going to get ruined. The parashas won't get ruined. Maybe you'll scratch, who knows what you'll do, whatever. But the parashas, you can't see the parashas. But when it comes to Svarim, everyone says, not a problem. Because of Chayim Noah, that's only then, not today. So that was huge. I mean, he makes sense. It makes sense. Right? Who's makbid today on Svarim? Okay, let's scratch your head. Why can't I use a sefer? I'm going to rip it. So even if I rip it, I'll buy a new one. So in the olden days, you ripped the sefer. That was a tragedy. Today, okay, so buy me a new one. Right? Not amazing, no? Okay. No? Good?
It's a huge thing, right? Now, you're looking so much, it's a 400-year history since the printing press before the time Dollar wrote that.
Right.
And Dollar said, now they're going to be a printing.
Right. I saw, you know there's a Tiferes Yisrael in... It's the Tiferes Yisrael in Pirkei Avos that says, Tiferes Yisrael himself is a controversial person, but he's a gadol. He said he lived in the 1800s. So he said there are four goyim that have Olam Haba. Four goyim have Olam Haba. One of them was Gutenberg. He invented the printing press. Look what he did for Klal Yisrael. Another one was Jenner. Who's Jenner? He created some small pots. And the other two, I don't know who they are. So look up who they are. That was one of them?
Yeah.
The guy who brought potatoes to Europe, I don't know who the fourth one was. But what do you see? He was makir what printing how printing changed the world. Right? He was makir that. So I'm just saying. So Reb Chaim Noah makes a lot of sense, even though it's a huge leap. It's a huge leap. But the Mishnah Berurah already had printing. He didn't say that. Right? Maybe it wasn't as common then, 100 years ago. 150 years ago, and the Mishnah Berurah wrote it safer in the 1870s, like today. What? It might have been very expensive, right? I don't know. I'm just saying, it's a big chiddush. Would I feel comfortable using someone's safe without permission based on the Mechayim? No, I don't know. I guess I have to know the person. Maybe you have to know the person. Like I said, so people leave stuff in shul. Why are they leaving it in shul? If they're so mocked, why are they leaving it in shul for? What? If it's valuable to you, you're going to schlep it. Okay. What am I up to? Poscho v'korobo. So pshita, isn't that poshet? Right? Ve'el lamai shaylili minei. Why'd you borrow it if not to use it? Says the Gemara, no, Sefer Yitzchikale. You can't learn it initially. In other words, something you never learned before. That you can't do. V'chein also, Hamafkit Sefer Torah Eitzachadero, if you borrow a Sefer Torah, Golo Kol Shnei Masar Chodesh. Posko V'kora Bo Maya Vidite Gabe. Then if you're rolling it, why are you learning it? So the Gemara says, V'su Im B'Shvilo Posko Osir, if you're not allowed to learn it initially, Ha'amata Posko V'kora Bo. Well, we said you're allowed to learn it. Says the Gemara, here's what the Braisa meant. Im Kishuhu Golo, if while you're rolling it, poscho v'koribo, you roll it and you learn it, that's mutter. But im b'shvilo poscho, but if you're not supposed to be rolling it now, not the time to roll it now, but you decide to roll it, to learn it, that's asur. Sumchas omer, b'chodesh loshem yom, b'yashin shnei mar z'chodesh. If it's new, every 30 days, if it's old, once a year. V'lozim yakov omer, echadzev yechadzev shnei mar z'chodesh. No, no matter what, it's once a year. So Rabbi Yaakov Hainu Tanakama, that's the same thing as a Tanakama, once a year. Ella, Ema, change Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Echadzev, Echadzev, Shloshim Yom. No matter what, it's once every 30 days. Even if it's a Yashon. That's different, that doesn't look like anybody. Aval Yot, Lo Yilmad Bo Tchila V'Likwa Imo Acher. Wait a minute. Lo Yikwa Parsha V'Yishne. You can't learn and relearn. V'Likwa Bo Parsha V'Yitar Game. You can't learn and Mibitar Game it. And don't open it more than three columns. Three people can't read it together. One sitting. But two people can. And we just said two people can't. It depends. If they're all learning one Indian, then even two people can't. Why? Because they're afraid it's going to rip. Each one's pulling it. But if you're learning over there, and you're learning over there, the whole Torah is open, that's not a problem. There's no chashash it's going to rip, because everybody's busy in their own thing. You want to tell me that shaking out a garment helps the garment? Rabbi Yochanan made like a joke of a statement. If someone has a weaver in the house, besoch beis in your house, so if anything happens to your clothing, they're going to be fixed right away. Then yinayer ksusa b'chol yom, shake out your garment every day. Why? So you'll get new garments every day. In other words, shaking a garment is bad for the garment. It ruins the garment. But it's okay. You have a weaver in the house. He'll fix it. So is shaking out a garment good or bad? From Rabbi Yochanan's statement, it seems to think it's bad. But we said in the Mishnah, do it once every 30 days. Save the garment. Amri, lokasha, one second. Amri, b'chol yom kashile. Echa l'shoshim yom ma'ali bay. So what? Once every day is no good. Every 30 days is good? Some said lokasha, ho b'chad, ho b'tray. Depends. One person shaking it out, that's good. If two people shake it out, they could ruin it. Others say, with your hand, it's good. With a stick, it's no good. Not a kasha. Depends on what kind of garment it is. Is it wool or is it linen? Okay? Now that we said this advice from Yochanan, we have more advice. We'll get to the bottom and then we'll stop. Amr Yochanan, kasa d'charshin. I'd rather drink a cup prepared by witches, some concoction prepared by witches, below kasa de poshrin, but not a cup of water that's poshrin. What's poshrin? So poshrin means lukewarm, right? How do the article translate poshrin? Lukewarm. I'd rather eat a witch's drink, witch's brew, than drink lukewarm water. I don't know what that means. What? I don't know. Does anyone have any explanation what that means? No one says a word. Right? Right, Rashi says, Noach lishtos l'kos chal machashefos, I'd rather drink a kos of machashefos, mikos chal mayim pshurin. V'idi da'ayri, right, and that's what he just says, why it's here. Because we've read Rabbi Yochanan's advice, and more advice. I don't know, what does this mean? Right. So this is good, right? It's right in the middle. Right, so I'd rather drink witch's concoction than drink this. V'lomor, that's only true, ela b'kli matechos. That's only if it's in the metal cup. But if it's in a cheres cup, earthenware, less than bought, not a problem. Ubekli matchos, and in a metal cup, nami lo amaron elo delo tzayitz. It's only true if it's not boiling hot. Avol de tzayitz. What?
It was originally boiling hot.
Avol de tzayitz, but if it's boiling hot, less than bought, no problem. Lo amaron elo delo shadu batzivya. That's only true if you don't put in anything else, or herbs or spices. Avol shadu batzivya, but if you put stuff in it, less than bought, no problem. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm at a loss to explain that. So we'll stop here and we will resume tomorrow. Tomorrow is a great daf, by the way. Tomorrow is a great daf.